News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A Southwest Michigan radio icon is stepping away from the microphone. WSJM's Pat Moody is leaving his duties hosting the daily morning show on WSJM come March 1st. Moody first came to WSJM 46 years ago after serving as a broadcaster in the U.S. Air Force. Not only has WSJM changed a great deal in that time, Moody tells us, so has Southwest Michigan.
It's changed dramatically, you know, and I think that probably the seminal change that we've seen, the huge impact that Harbor Shore has created. I mean, it changed the whole face of everything.
During his time with the radio station, Moody's been a well-known face in the community, working with everyone from Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce to the United Way to Michiana Public Television, Lake Michigan College, the Senior PGA, and more.
I've served on a lot of boards and things. You know, I've always been a believer in, you know, giving back to the community because the community's been very, very good to me. And so I served on a bazillion different boards and committees and everything else, and I love doing that.
Moody tells us he first started thinking about semi-retirement last year when his wife retired.
And I said, okay. And she goes, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, you know, they say you should never both retire at the same time. You'll kill each other. She goes, that's probably true. So you go first. And I said, no, it's your idea. You go first.
But Moody's not leaving completely. He tells us he'll continue doing Moody on the Market and will still appear on the air from time to time. His immediate plans are to do some traveling, but you'll still see him in the community working with local businesses. Moody tells us he thanks everyone for tuning in throughout the years. 6 to 8 inches of snow are expected in Southwest Michigan in the next day or so. WNDU meteorologist David Harker tells us the winds of up to 35 miles per hour will be the biggest problem.
If you can hold off on traveling, wait. If not, if you have to travel, take it slow. That's the best advice. It's always the best advice. Maybe leave a little earlier to your destination, but be prepared for visibility issues.
Harker tells us this will be heavy packing snow.
The fact that it's going to accumulate, stick to roads, stick to about everything. So be prepared to be out in the driveway once or twice with the shovel or the snowblower.
Harker says another problem will be extreme cold, with temperatures on Sunday to only rise as high as 15. You can expect the frigid weather to continue next week. Following the firing of interim MSU president John Engler, Governor Gretchen Whitmer used her first public forum today to address safety on college campuses. Michigan News Network's Charlie Langton has the story.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer used the Free Press Breakfast Club meeting to applaud the MSU Board of Trustees for removing Governor Engler, although she did not mention Engler's name. She said that as a survivor of sexual abuse herself, the governor said that the pain lasts a lifetime. And she said that she would use the budget for higher education to make sure that colleges are safe.
Should we tie some expectations? I think so. I think it is. Those are state taxpayer dollars that we are sending to our universities, and we should know that they're being, you know, that our young people are safe on our campuses.
Charlie Langton, Michigan News Network.
The North American International Auto Show in Detroit opens to the public tomorrow, and Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson spent a day there this week during the previews to get a look at the technology that's on the way. Her focus is autonomous vehicles.
I'm going to be looking at the number of safety requirements we could put in place before cars or vehicles are allowed on the roads, and I really want Michigan to be a leader in developing those standards and expectations so that we can ensure that we're pushing the country towards safe vehicles and safe driving.
Benson says outside of being Secretary of State, she has another interest in what's on display.
I'm also the mom of a toddler, so they've got a lot of kid-friendly things all around throughout the auto show this year, which is really good to see, and I'm excited to bring my son back next week.
This is the last year the Detroit Auto Show will be held in January. It moves to June in 2020 and will expand into several areas of Motown outside of Cobo Center. And the United Way of Southwest Michigan is planning to be out in the community volunteering for Martin Luther King Day on Monday. United Way's Julie Laurent tells us they're working with a variety of local nonprofits, faith-based groups, schools, and businesses to serve Southwest Michigan in the spirit of the civil rights legend. Some planned projects include a food drive for area pantries.
This whole past week, St. Joe High School, Upton Middle School, Lakeshore High School, and Niles High School have all been running food drives. Those end today, and they'll be bringing the food here today. And Monday, we're doing all the sorting and delivery to the soup kitchen and to area food pantries.
Meanwhile, students at the Boys and Girls Club of Benton Harbor will set out in their neighborhood, shoveling snow and salting walkways for seniors. Also, staff at the Department of Health and Human Services in Berrien County are packing 100 literacy kits to be given out to the children they serve, and the United Way will be collecting new socks and underwear for kids in foster care. The big day of service is possible thanks to a grant from the Corporation for National and Community Service. Anyone who wants to get involved can contact the United Way of Southwest Michigan. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, bringing the market recap and closing stock prices for Friday, January 18th, 2019. U.S. stocks ended the week strong on Friday, booking a four-day streak of gains after reports that Washington and Beijing were debating concessions to help secure an eventual resolution to the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% to 2,671. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4% to 24,713. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1% to 7,157. For the week, the Dow was up 3%, the S&P 500 was up 2.9%, and the NASDAQ was up 2.7%. As for corporate news, shares of Netflix fell around 4% after revenue growth fell short of expectations. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was up 32 cents to $76.32. JP Morgan Chase was up $1.67 to $104.59. IBM was up $1.63 to $123.82. Apple was up 75 cents to $156.60. Fifth Third Bank was down $1.40 to $25. Stryker was up $3.14 to $167.55. And Whirlpool Corporation was up $1.54 to $127.06. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. Donald Trump's personal attorney is denying the president told his former legal fixer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about the details of a Trump business proposal in Russia. Rudy Giuliani says in a statement that, quote, any suggestion from any source that the president counseled Michael Cohen to lie is categorically false. Giuliani responded to a BuzzFeed News report saying Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress. House Democrats now say they will investigate whether the report is true. ABC Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas says Democrats want to know more.
If it is true, and if Mueller, the special counsel team, can corroborate this information, it would be significant because it would suggest that the president would have been involved in potentially obstructing justice. ABC News is not confirmed and cannot corroborate the story. We're doing our own reporting on the story.
It's ABC's Pierre Thomas. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is not heading to Afghanistan after President Trump's public letter telling her trip has been postponed. And now it seems the White House is going even further. Here's ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The White House says it's a flat-out lie that officials here leaked the commercial travel plans for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other lawmakers after President Trump denied them the use of a military jet. An administration official tells ABC when the speaker and nearly two dozen lawmakers book commercial flights, quote, the world is going to find out. But a senior Pelosi aide Friday pointed to multiple administration sources telling reporters that the delegation would continue on commercial aircraft. ABC News was among those contacted. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The White House announced this afternoon a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
The White House saying Mr. Trump and Kim Jong-un will meet again sometime next month. Just 2 days ago, Vice President Pence said there hasn't been much progress.
We still await concrete steps by North Korea to dismantle the nuclear weapons that threaten our people and our allies.
No word whether this White House meeting changed that. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Wall Street rising on eased concerns about U.S.-China trade tensions. Here's Mark Ermelard with a look at the markets from New York.
Stocks are surging to end the week as renewed hopes for progress in trade talks between the U.S. and China bring a new sense of optimism to Wall Street. Bloomberg News reporting that China's government has offered to buy more goods and services from the U.S., potentially wiping out the trade deficit by 2024. More trade negotiations are expected to take place at the end of the month in Washington. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
A relative of Laquan McDonald has been allowed to read a victim impact statement from the slain black teen's perspective, in which he said Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke killed his grandnephew without provocation. Reading today from a letter written in Laquan McDonald's voice, the Reverend Marvin Hunter said at a Van Dyke sentencing hearing, quote, "Why should this person who ended my life forever, who has never asked for forgiveness, be free when I am dead forever?" The largest group of asylum seekers has crossed into the U.S. this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from the border.
Earlier this week, the biggest group of asylum seekers ever to cross into the U.S. burrowed beneath this wall in seven separate holes. They managed to cross in entirety, 376 people, 330 of them parents and children, milling around the border wall, just waiting for Border Patrol to pick them up. And that's what asylum seekers typically do. They don't run away because they want to be taken in.
Mothers, sisters, and aunts who lost loved ones in Nicaragua's violent repression of anti-government protests last April have united to seek justice for their relatives. Called the Mothers of April, they follow in the footsteps of mothers throughout Latin America who for years have demanded answers to their children's murders. An accident involving Prince Philip and his SUV is raising questions about whether the 97-year-old should have been driving. ABC's Michelle Franzen says across the pond, Americans are also asking if there's an age that's too old to drive.
In 2016, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 7,400 adults 65 and older were killed in motor vehicle crashes. The involvement in fatal crashes per mile traveled begins to increase among drivers age 70 to 74. Those with the highest risk are 85 and older. At the other end of the age spectrum, the newest drivers ages 16 to 19, who the CDC says also falls in the high-risk category for crashes. Still, experts say it's important for drivers to check with their doctor to make sure medication doesn't impair their driving and get regular vision and driving tests. And family members, as tough as it may be, have the talk to see if it's time to hand over the keys. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And after weeks of public outcry, R. Kelly's record label has reportedly dropped him. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The chance of Drop R. Kelly earlier this week outside Sony Music, parent company to R. Kelly's record label RCA, have apparently worked. Billboard says R. Kelly is no longer on RCA's roster, and Kelly has been removed from RCA's website. The move comes after new and renewed allegations of sexual misconduct against Kelly in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Kelly had been with Jive Records, which folded into Sony and RCA, since he got his start in the early 90s. Kelly has denied any wrongdoing. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.